On Tuesday, all eyes in the Czech Republic will be on Parliament as Prime Minister Mirek Topolánek's government begins procedures leading up to a crucial confidence vote. Even now, few are giving his cabinet much chance. In a Parliament divided evenly along the political left and right since June's election, it would take a major coup for the government to gain a majority, and some observers say that simply won't happen. What next if the government falls? That will once again be up to the president, Václav Klaus, to decide on whom to name next. Another Civic Democrat or Social Democrat Jiří Paroubek, whose party finished second in the elections? Earlier, I asked political analyst Petr Just to sum up some of the possibilities. He began by saying how this vote would be different.
Definitely, today's confidence vote will be others than those after 1989 or 1993, after the Czech Republic was established, because it's for the first time in the history of Czech Republic when the government that goes and asks for the confidence does not have sure that it will get the confidence. There were no preliminary talks, no preliminary agreements that would ensure the government the majority needed.
As a result, most aren't giving the government, the Civic Democrat government, much chance to pass the vote. If it doesn't, what happens next? Do you think that Prime Minister Mirek Topolánek is likely to be named again by the president in the second round to lead negotiations on forming a second government? Or is it more likely that it would be someone else from, say, the Civic Democrats?
I doubt that Mr. Topolánek would be appointed for the second time. However, it is possible that some other people from the Civic Democratic Party will be appointed, for example, people who are more open to grand coalition. We know that Mr. Topolánek, during the after-election talks, he strongly denied the possibility to form a grand coalition, but it's actually known that within the Civic Democratic Party, there is a group of people, including the high position people, that are open to a grand coalition. If there is a motion that Mr. Topolánek should have formed the grand coalition, then those people who would introduce the motion could be, or one of them could be appointed as the new prime minister, and they could form a grand coalition.
Of course, the president could bypass the Civic Democrats altogether in a second round, and he could directly name Jiří Paroubek, the leader of the Social Democrats, to form a government. Is it likely that that could happen?
Actually, it's unpredictable. President, by constitution, is not directed by any law, by any constitution, whom he should appoint or how long it should take. Therefore, it will be just his decision. We could say his private decision. It could be Mr. Paroubek to get a chance to form a government. It will be very hard for Mr. Paroubek to break this deadlock if he is appointed a prime minister, because as he was quite negative towards Mr. Topolánek and his attempts to form a government, so we can expect from Mr. Topolánek a similar behavior towards possible Paroubek's attempts. So it's really a deadlock. We can name it deadlock, and anybody who will be forming a government will have a very hard position. However, as I said, the president is quite autonomous player in this moment, and he can appoint anybody. There are some rumors that it could be also a non-partisan prime minister who would form a non-partisan government or a government, just acting government of experts that would lead country to early elections.
And I was talking there to political analyst Petr Just, discussing some of the possibilities that may follow if the Civic Democrat minority government fails its confidence vote.